This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. We're going to close out National Poetry Month with a poet from the east side of Chicago. Taino Onumonu has been writing since she was a kid, and now she uses her work to share her experience with mental illness. Her voice is soothing, and her poetry is deep. What I love most about Taino's story is how intuitively she uses her art as a vehicle to make her way in this world, in spite and in light of the tips and turns of life. It's a reminder of how powerful using your words can be. Taino originally told her story to my colleague Ari Mejia for our Shy Sounds Like series on our sister station, Vocalo.
My name is Taino Onumonu, and I'm a poet, and this is what Chicago sounds like. I always start off with my first poem growing up. I wrote this when I was 10 years old. I really missed my dad. He was living in Detroit at the time. And I said, "Dad, can you come visit me?" He's like, "No, I can't right now. You know, money, things like that." He was like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm kind of bored. I'm staring at the wall." And he said, "Well, write a poem about it." I don't even know if I knew what a poem was at the time. But, you know, he explained the concept to me. And I wrote, "Staring at the wall, I am nothing. I have nothing. At the end of the day, nothing begets nothing." And ever since then, I've just always used poetry as a tool to activate my creativity, to return to myself, to feel comfort in difficult times, to connect with others, to explore, to adventure. I will always give him credit for that. I'm from the east side, from the Jeffrey Manor neighborhood. So yeah, it's my place of origin. It's further southeast and south shore. So oftentimes it's kind of one of those forgotten or skipped over neighborhoods. My mom bought our family home when I was 1 year old. It's kind of been like the Underground Railroad for my family. My mom is from Liberia, West Africa. Many of my family members came from the Liberian Civil War I and II, and many family members traveled through our family home. So if there's anything that is historically huge to me, it would be our family home. And that was just the base. I didn't go outside much. I was kind of sheltered as a youth. I wasn't really allowed to go outside and hang out with my neighborhood friends as much as I wanted. Only as I grew, I was able to kind of go on little adventures, hang out at Merle Park. But I really treasured those moments. I was a kid that was very out of my mind, all over the place, in my household, across the sea. Like, I just couldn't focus. So I didn't really have training in writing, but it was more about these strange experiences that I had, these things that I saw. As I got older, I participated in the Louder Than a Bomb competition, I think twice. Never went to the workshops, never integrated myself in the community. But I got the experience of seeing some very famous poets that I still admire to this day. And that started to inspire me and make me think, oh, I can really do this. Maybe when I turned around 25 and I did the college thing and tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed, I went to the Stony Island Arts Bank and I met this instructor, Joe McEntee. Joe McEntee was my writing group instructor. She just gave me a space to take writing seriously, a space to imagine and find joy that this could be something that I could really make my way on, you know? And from there, I just began to seek opportunities to share my work, seek other workshops, book little gigs here and there, feature at open mics. Around 2019, I was afforded the privilege to become a poet in residence with Chicago Poetry Center. And it wasn't until 2019 when I began to affiliate myself with organizations that I really started to see the longevity of a career in poetry. I'm still a poet in residence there. I'm right off the 69th Street Red Line now in this neighborhood, Park Manor. So I'm right next to Inglewood. It's definitely a place that I feel safe. It's a lot of accessible transportation. I have a beautiful apartment there by myself, which has been a gateway to me just going further within myself and increasing my productivity in terms of my art making. I just did a workshop through the Wild Yams Black Motherhood Artist Residency Space. There, I had a workshop called The Space of Breaking. Breaking is falling down, is failure. And in the space of breaking is the mental breakdown, essentially. I've had so many in my experience, but I had this specific one in 2019. I found myself in the psych ward for 6 days, and I wrote this work. And ever since then, I've just kind of meditated in that space of breaking and used my art making to pull me out and take me back in, you know, for good purpose. I like to stay in that space of breaking. I like to show people that it's okay. There's a lot of human connection that can form from acknowledging that space within self and others. I've been through the horror, but I'm a really happy person. And this is called an excision. For those who are not familiar with the word excision, it comes from excise, like to excise a demon during an exorcist, right? An exorcism, I should say. So again, an excision. What it be like in a psych ward, eyes wide shut, no sleep, pleading to God or Lord of the prescription pad for 1 hour uninterrupted, one prayer uninterrupted, by a new face every 15 minutes on cue talking about, hi, my name is blank, and I'm here to help. Help like here's a cup of juice, cookies, and some most sugary stuff, cause you need happy, like it be survival, like sugar high be temporary, but low be 6 feet. And if you're here, you're already in too deep. What it be like in a mind, wrestling with itself, yearning for quiet, only to find it be one dose away, one pen stroke away. With the flick of a wrist, silence resounds. And suddenly, day breaks from perpetual black, whiplash between present and past. This was always an eventuality. The schism, the rapture, this breakthrough to an internal questioning, a desire to be integrated, to end this tormented tussling for sanity's sake, just spent 6 days wondering what it be like under a microscope, every skin flap up for analysis, wishing to be more well-presenting, scribbling rantings with a crayon because it dulls the pain of not being trusted with sharp points, not even a fork to take a stab at losing a grip on things. I want my legacy to be a legacy of love. I want my legacy to be a legacy of being lost and found. I want my legacy to be very tied and intertwined in a true happiness, not a manufactured one. And with all the searching and dark places that I've been, as I travel into the light more and more, I want my legacy to be one that glorifies God. I want everyone to ask themselves today, or you know, whenever you hear this, how will I intertwine my legacy? How will I point my legacy towards God? And if it's not God, your higher self, depending on what you subscribe to. The legacy is me stepping into a space where I find out how do I use my gifts and my curiosities to glorify the Creator. I love Chicago. It's been such a difficult ride transforming in my hometown. It's so hard to change in a place that you come from, but the city is so alive and thriving and it's worth it. Some people say that Chicago is tough terrain. I agree. But it has made me so kind, loving, resilient, and compassionate.
This episode was produced by Ari Mejia at WBEZ's sister station, Focalo. It's a part of their Shy Sounds Like series. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, please rate us, write us a review. It helps more people find The Rundown. And if you write your review on Apple Podcasts, I'll give you a personal shout out on the show. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you later.